Doc, this is a dictating on dictating on Kenneth Smith. The date of consultation, 11-17-47, date of visit, 7-22-24. Please make a copy for Rebecca Mangali, P-A-C. Rebecca Mangali, M-A-N-G-A-L-I, P-A-C. Next paragraph, dear Rebecca, thank you for sending Kenneth Smith for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 76-year-old male who has a prior history of COPD. Has previously been on a Trilogy Ellipta inhaler once a day. The patient has been a long-time smoker for over 50 years and recently quit smoking, but still has shortness of breath with activity, cough, wheezing, and he brings up some whitish foamy mucus. He has also a history for chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has had no chest pains, weight loss, fevers, or chills? Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of right knee replacement surgery and history of rotator cuff repair on the right and hernia. I'm sorry, umbilical hernia repair. He also had a bladder cyst operated. And he has known hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked a pack per day for over 50 years and quit 5 months ago. Does not drink alcohol. Plays golf. Next paragraph. Allergies. None listed. Next. Family history. Mother's alive. Age 97. Father died of chronic lung disease. Paragraph. System review. The patient has had no fatigue or fever, no weight loss. He has glaucoma and denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. And he does have shortness of breath and some wheezing with cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or black stools. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, denies depression or anxiety, no easy bruising or bleeding gums. He does have joint pains and swelling of the left knee, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list. Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID and Tresto 24-26 milligrams 1 BID. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily. Potassium chloride 20 milligrams daily. Torsemide 20 milligrams daily. Ambien 10 milligrams HS. Next. Next paragraph. The system. I'm sorry. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly male who's a lot pale but no acute distress. There's mild clubbing, no cyanosis, no peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 118 over 70. Pulse 86, suspicions 20, temps 975. Weight is 176, saturation 97. HG and D sounds like people's reactive. People's reactive, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Decreased excursions and scattered visas over both lung fields. Heart, the absence is irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema, mild varicosities, scars of surgery on the knee. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor left. Cranial nerves are ghostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD and emphysema, and chronic bronchitis. Number 2, hypertension. And number 3 is right lung nodule. Number 4, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. Oh, can you please add in the first paragraph, the patient did have a chest CT done on 6/12/24, which showed a stable 7 millimeter right lower lobe nodule, mild bilateral centrilobular and paraseptal emphysema with hyperinflation and scarring in the upper zones. No pleural effusion or pneumothorax. Please add that in the first paragraph. Okay, next paragraph. I believe I finished the physical exam. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema, and number 2, hypertension, and number 3 is degenerative arthritis. And number 4 is atrial arrhythmias. And next paragraph, plan the patient down. Has been advised to patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, and he was given a nebulizer for home use. With albuterol solution, 2.5 milligrams TIDPRN, he will continue using he'll continue using the diuretics and cardiac meds and Trelegy Ellipta, one puff a day. And he will need a follow-up CT chest in 6 months. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 8 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Rebecca Mangali, M-A-N-G-A-L-I, Mangali, Rebecca, P-A-C. Thank you, Dr. Susan.